What are some of the common threads about being able to adapt to bad situations in the game when bad stuff happens that you recover from that?
Personally or as a team?
As a team, both.
As a team.
Personally.
I think, first off, it starts with the leaders. You know, if the leaders see something that's going wrong and they're really acting sour, then it's easy for that vibe to trickle down throughout the team. So I think it starts with, you know, guys like me, Bronson, Tijon up front, and Riker up front, and Mitch outside. So when things do go bad, we never change our demeanor, and we're on to the next play. And our mentality is, you know, regardless of what happens, penalty, turnover, whatever, like, we're going to step up and we're going to do better the next play.
Do you think this team is prepared to do that this year? Well,
I think so. Look, it's hard to simulate those experiences through camp. But last year, I think, that was one of the things that we did well throughout the season. I think, in particular, the first couple of games, that was, you know, we managed penalties really well, I thought, last year. And I plan to pick up where we left off.
What have you seen in this Nebraska defense?
Big, physical team. I would say typical Nebraska team. You know, when I think of Nebraska, watching them play, I think of big guys up front, big physical linebackers, and an athletic secondary. So that's what we expect. That's who they've been, and I don't anticipate anything changing.
Can you maybe sum up just your excitement that game week's finally here? The season opener is here in college football.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I was talking to my wife the other day. It's, 10 months or something since I've been able to play in a football game. And it's a little different going into my senior year. I kind of tried to slow down a little bit and take in as much as I could. So I'm very excited. You know, I know this is going to be my last college season opener, and I'm here to make the most of it, and I'm making sure my preparation will allow me to be successful.
Can you talk about just playing at a venue like Nebraska on national TV and just what goes into that and maybe how your experience as a team is going to help with that?
Yeah. So we've experienced this before, right? We've been on the road to big stadiums, we've played big teams, and we've won on the road. So we've been there, kind of done that, right? So I'm not trying to make it bigger than it really is in my mind. And I think your second part to your question is because of the experience that we have on our team in our leadership positions. They've all been there. So, again, it's just we've been there. We're going to go into the stadium, and we're going to do it again.
How do you get guys in the team maybe to step up a little more than maybe they're expecting?
So that's, I think, is what fall camp is for. We really put guys, put them in strenuous situations that they're uncomfortable. And I think the coaches have done a really good job of getting guys ready and prepared so they can step up and play. So, come Saturday, it will be easy. And I think they've done a good job. And now it's, can these younger guys that are going to step into roles like that, can they step up and handle the nerves and do what they have been doing this camp?
Have you seen anybody that's going to maybe surprise BYU fans on Saturday?
I don't think we have a lot of guys returning, especially offensively, and all those guys are going to do what you guys expect. I think guys that will jump off to you because you haven't seen them play will be a guy like Moroni, who's a freshman. Francis Bernard is a freshman who you guys have talked about, I've talked about through camp, and I expect those guys to make play and contribute on Saturday.
Does this BYU team compare favorably to the other three?
I honestly think this is the most talented team that I've played with. I think, one, probably because of the experience that we have offensively. And two, they've had years to mature, and they're just really good athletes. So that's kind of where I would stand. And a big difference that I've noticed has been just how unified both offense and the defense has been. We really are going into Nebraska as a team, and it's been really fun to be part of.
What did you pinpoint in the offseason as something that personally you could improve on and you think you accomplished?
Yeah, so I think I've been asked this question every year in my career, and the answer has always been, as a quarterback, you need to make good decisions and you need to throw the ball on time. And those are the two things that, again, that I've been able to focus on. And I think I was able to take a jump from last year to this year again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.